Swedish apartment rocked by bombing was luxury drug center. By Chris Tomlinson on January 26, 2020. Earlier this month, an apartment in Östermalm was rocked by a large explosion. Now investigators claim the residence was used as a center to distribute illegal drugs to wealthy clients. The apartment, which is located in an expensive and fashionable area, is said to be one of many such exclusive addresses used to sell drugs to more elite clients, Swedish newspaper Expressen reports. The newspaper spoke to an individual who claimed to have bought drugs from the address, who said, "I remember it so clearly because it was such a sick arrangement. I got a gate code, went in and down the basement where someone made a drop-off and put the stuff there. There was something unpleasant about the whole thing, so I only bought there once." The unnamed man added that the address was used by a network of drug dealers who specialize in delivering drugs to upper-class areas. The paper also revealed that a man with links to the apartment had already been arrested in October of 2018 and sentenced last year to 5 years and 6 months for possession of various drugs, including 1 kilo of cocaine and 2 kilos of cannabis. Police announced the arrest of a 35-year-old man in connection with the bombing of the apartment on Friday afternoon, saying that the man had been taken into custody on Wednesday. The suspect in the case is well known to police and has been involved in motorcycle gangs, including the Bandidos Outlaw Motorcycle Club, described as the second most dangerous motorcycle gang in the United States behind the notorious Hells Angels. The suspect's last serious conviction occurred in late 2013 when the 35-year-old was sentenced to 7 years in prison for attempted murder. He was released in the spring of 2018 but found himself behind bars again last year for driving offenses. Just a week after the bombing, Stockholm saw 2 more bombings, one in the Nokko suburb of Husby, and another just 500 meters away on the same evening. Police say they are investigating a possible link between all 3 explosions. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.